Justin Wayne.
Oh, Jesus on the TV, telling me things that I need to know. With his sunglasses and his coat, you tell me that his days are slow. So come on and give me something, something that is just no words. Come on and give me anything.
Yes, the Dash, Jesus. Love that ending bit before I get too old. Going out to my boy Sam, who's turning older on Friday. We just went to an Asian buffet this evening, ate way too much Asian food, and now we're all stinking up the apartment. It's awesome. But yes, welcome to the second half of the show. Of course, my name is Justin Wayne. If you've been listening live, you know that already and are very aware of that fact. We have Kyria is along with us in a little while. We're going to be speaking to her about her album that's coming out right now. However, we're going to play a previous track of the week. This album is still not yet released. But soon. These guys are called Mr. Twist. Mr. Twist Music. MrTwistBand.com. Sorry, MrTwistBand.com. Find out more about them there or right here. This is called Start Again. Fantastic track here on the Justin Wayne Show.
Safe in this place, just pretend. 3 a.m. start again, cause it's never enough.
G'day, I'm Eric from Channel Eric and Insomnia Radio Australia, and you're listening to an American music podcaster in London, Justin Wayne on Recharged Radio.
Well, it's loud what you do.
There goes the 57 Chevy with Willie Bo Walker in it. That's called Drive. Of course, Willie Bo Walker. Great tune. I also heard from the man in the studio. He's in the studio right now in Italy. He's from Ireland, from Northern Ireland. Bringing the tracks is the tune. Unquiet Nights was the man in the band, the band man. Fabulous stuff there. And big thanks to Irk of Irk FM for creating some new jingles for the show. It's very nice of him to do so. Thanks very much, good sir. So we've had one in both in the first and the second hour. So fantastic stuff. We have one more song before the interview. Let's get it. Let's get to it now. This is a live track on the album. It's called the project is called Play Rewind Eject, which you can find at playrewindeject.com. I think that's where we found it last time. Or just get that in there. Play Rewind Eject, and you can just type in this song title. Never thought it would be. Here on the Justin Wayne Show. Kyria is up next.
Cheers. Memories can be so cruel.
last promise on the phone this evening is the very lovely, but a little bit under the weather, which I'm sort of sad about, is Kyria. How's it going, Kyria?
Hi, Justin. Yeah, I'm feeling rather bunged up this afternoon.
Aww.
I'm fine.
Well, and you were saying it just sort of crept up on you today as well. You had a good interview and you just got ill when you had to come on to the Justin Wayne show.
Yeah, I was fine this morning, and I think I'm overworked.
No.
As all musicians, independent musicians, they're all underworked and overworked and underpaid.
Yeah.
I think it started to catch up with me today.
Oh. Well,
hopefully it will clear by Thursday.
You've got the single, the Jelly Baby single was released on Monday, and and then tomorrow you've got the big, is tomorrow the album launch, or?
Yeah, tomorrow's just a launch party that I'm holding for some of the independent press that have been supporting the record,
right.
And the musicians that have helped me with the album, and the people who recorded the album, and I'm going to show some of the videos I've made with also an independent filmmaker. So we've got like a projection happening on the wall of all the videos I've been making. We're going to play the album, and I've got one wonderful character bringing along a pink Cadillac, which I'm going to arrive at the event in.
Oh.
I'm so thrilled about that.
Very cool.
Really exciting.
Well, should we play the single, and then we can talk more about something about the single, the album, and the record label, and all of the sorts of stuff that you're doing.
Great.
The reason why you're ill.
Yeah. Excellent.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is the single. It's out now. Is it in iTunes?
It is in iTunes, Amazon, co.uk, iTunes, Europe, USA.
Kyria.co.uk.
Yeah.
All right. Well, once again, this is the single. It's out now. Go find it. It's Jelly Baby. Once again, it's Kyria on the Justin Wayne Show.
Yeah.
fantastic stuff. Well, that's out now, and the album is coming out. What have I got scrawled in my notes here? 25th. So lots of things happening this week, and I do hope you get better so that you can sort of handle things. What all have you been tackling then? What have you been up to in the last couple of weeks leading up to the single release and these couple of weeks that are big for you?
I've just been plotting the gigs I've got coming up, and I've been working on the online side of things, making sure everything's available, and organising musicians, and just generally hassling people to play it and write about it, and just kind of enjoying the feedback, really, after seeing people actually having received the albums, and the reviews are starting to happen.
Yeah.
So it's been, a crazy couple of weeks. I've gone from kind of one day seeing the worst review imaginable of myself, saying I wish I'd stopped singing because I'm so terrible, to being sort of amazing, brilliant reviews that are going, this is just what the pop charts need. And so it's been quite a bit like a roller coaster, this release period, actually.
Sure. How long
is
the...
quite stressful.
Of course. How long has this this album been kicking around for? Has it been a long process getting this one done, or has it sort of happened relatively quickly?
It's really funny because some of the first songs I wrote are on this album. I decided to sort of put things out in order.
Mm-hmm.
So towards the end of the album, I sort of chucked out lots of original songs I was going to put on it, and I wrote new ones because I thought there were spaces missing. And so it's a real mixture of stuff that I wrote a long time ago to stuff that I've just written that just happened really organically and quickly, and the recordings went really smoothly, and they went straight on the record. So people who have been sort of following me, my small fan base from the day I started, have been quite shocked to hear the sort of new stuff in comparison to the older stuff.
So
it's quite good. I mean, as a musician, you're always growing, and this record just sort of shows that as it goes along, I think.
So you've put them on the album sort of chronologically as they were written? Is that what you just said?
I kind of have, towards the end.
All right.
Sort of the more stuff where I'm feeling, I feel like I'm more confident as the record goes on.
Sure.
And my voice, I've learnt to leave spaces in tracks, because before I was just and then nervously going, getting all the lyrics out, and I kind of, as a songwriter, I wasn't relaxed. I wouldn't take a breath because I wouldn't dare. What was I going to do when I wasn't singing at the microphone? So it's quite funny for me to listen to it. I can hear the changes.
I was listening to it on the train back from Camden last night. I was sort of surprised as to how well the whole album sort of fits together, because you do some of those old school transitions where you've got something plays at the end of this track and goes into the next one, and that's just because of iTunes and because of a lot of these people have sort of moved toward the single. It's nice to see this album Radio sort of appear as an album and not just as a bunch of tracks chucked together. So.
Oh, I'm glad you feel that. That's really nice to hear. Originally I wanted, because it was going to be called Radio, I wanted to actually, because my tracks are all quite different and I like lots of different styles, I was kind of going to do it as a radio show, a radio presenter. See, had I met you a little bit before we put the final masters in, he could have been my radio man.
There you go.
I thought he could basically, I wanted him to introduce all the different tracks and then have different callers ringing in and complaining, and it was a kind of original idea, but it just got to the point where I didn't really find the right person to come and do it, and you just get to a point sometimes where you've got to put something out, you've got to put a deadline on it and just move on to the new thing, which is what I've done, so...
You could do that, when you want to unearth this again, you could do a bunch of limited release copies of it for your close, nearest and dearest fans.
There we go. That's a great idea. Love that. But maybe you want to chop that out. Beep!
Well, what kind of other things have you been doing as far as promotion and getting it out there and letting... Because you said you've got a core group of fans already following you around, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a really nice, solid fan base that have been watching all along, and they're all really excited every time I do something. So that's really nice, because you feel like you know, you're doing it for a purpose. It's nice to get a reaction, even from a small group of people that are kind of excited with you as things move on and go to different levels. It's really nice.
Sure.
Yeah, it's been great. But I've been going around London with a giant, I've got a mascot costume, which is a giant jelly baby outfit.
Ah.
I've been going around London doing various things, like walking through Camden, going to the pubs, going in the parks, and I've kind of picked up quite a few interesting fans along the way from all walks of life. So it's been quite cool, including lots of little kids that have wanted their picture taken with them and stuff like that. So that's been a really good, cheap way of sort of promoting what I do, inspiring people at the same time. It's been really nice.
Will you describe, maybe it's, I apologize, because maybe it's a regional reference, but will you describe what a jelly bit, what the costume looks like?
Oh, the costume, it's like a huge red, it's just a basically very large jelly baby with a big round head. It's about 6'5" once you get inside it.
Wow.
It's very, very hot. I would suggest dancing on the balconies of Camden till late at night in it. Last time I got out of a suit, my hair was soaking wet. I looked about like a bedraggled rat. Not one of my more glamorous moments, but yeah, we've had a lot of fun doing that.
Are there pictures up somewhere of you in the big outfit then?
I've just given the game away, haven't I? With me inside it.
Oh.
No, there's been quite a few different people have stepped inside the suit. Actually.
Oh, nice.
So, and there are some pictures and there's some videos online as well.
Yeah. Okay.
If you have a look on YouTube and just put in the real jelly baby, you'll see a few wacky videos of us doing silly things in the costume.
Is he gonna make an appearance on Thursday then as well?
He is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Definitely.
Cool. So you're not only an artist, you've also gone the route of setting up your own record label, which is Coochie Coo Records.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about, or sort of tell us why you sort of went that direction, and I don't know how that's gone for you, and if that.
Well, I went that in that there had to be independent. Mm-hmm. I just when I first started doing music, I got called in by all these various labels and record industry people, and not one of them really understood a word of what I was saying or where I was going or the bigger picture, and I found them on a number of occasions quite undermining and sometimes quite rude, really.
Sure.
I've been a number of times I called into things when they called me in because they liked what I did but proceeded to make it, you know, cheapen it or sort of say they didn't like it or they wanted me to do it this way or that way. Even lots of comments about the way I dressed not being right, and can't you be a bit more like Katie Tunstall, I even heard once, and I thought, you know, we're so different as artists, that's the most ridiculous thing anyone's ever said to me. So I thought, well, if they're not going to help me do it, I've really got to get off my backside and do it myself, and do it the way that I see it should be done.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I now feel kind of happy that I've done something that I like and I'm proud of, and it's been a really good way for me to go and do it.
That's fantastic. Are you planning on signing other artists to the label as well then in the future?
I'd really like to do. One of the things that really annoys me is they always say, oh, it's so easy now for an independent musician. You can just go and get on iTunes, your music's out there for the world to buy and see, which is not entirely true, actually. It's not that simple. You can go on iTunes, but iTunes will take quite a high percentage of your income for doing not very much in beer. I mean, you're not even able to find you in a search engine. Unless you're in iTunes, you can't even find the artist is on there.
Right.
So I think they do very little in the way of promotion and helping independent artists, but they do still take quite a high percentage of the fees that they earn.
Right.
So what I'd really like to do, I've been looking into finding a download platform, so that I could actually have artists on my record label that could then take a really high percentage of the money that they actually earn.
Yeah.
You know, because they do all the hard work, they write the music, I know. I appreciate a sort of label have to take fees and expenses back, but the amount that they actually take from bands is pretty extortionate, considering often how little work they do, definitely in the independent sector. So that's something I'd like to do in the future, if I could help other bands get out there and do their thing.
That sounds great. I think, especially when having gone through the whole journey yourself of setting up the label and then releasing albums and stuff like that, that's a lot of knowledge that a lot of bands wouldn't have, really.
Yeah. I mean, they're constantly going on about how easy it is to do, and I haven't found it easy at all. Unless I'm just completely... Maybe I'm not that clued up, but I've found the whole process of putting together a label and registering things for charts, and it's actually quite difficult if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's really time-consuming, and it does cost money.
Yep.
And, it's been a lot of hard work. I'd like to think I could help people in some way with what I've learned.
Yeah. I'm sure you could. I'm sure there's at least one or two. I mean, maybe you should... Have there been any big gaffes or anything that you sort of wish you hadn't done, or something, money that...
Wish I hadn't done? I think... Generally, there are a lot of people out there kind of sitting there ready to take your money for doing very little.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's certainly a lot of things in the independent game, like promoters that you're practically paying to play in their venues, mm-hmm. even though you're putting on the entertainment, you're bringing your own fans. It's sort of all kind of set up the wrong way. And there's a few things that I wish I hadn't been roped into, possibly. With hindsight, I think, well, why did I do that? Why did I pay that person when they weren't really doing all the things they promised they'd do? Because that can be really devastating.
Yeah.
If you've got a time schedule laid on for something that you're bringing out, you kind of expect everything to happen. And a lot of people say, yeah, we'll do this for you, we'll do that for you. And best way always to do it and make sure that it gets done on time and make sure your advertising's up on time is just to do it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a lot more work, but it's a lot less expensive, and you feel good at the end because you've done it yourself. And if you haven't done something properly, it's your fault. You just got yourself to blame for not getting organised or getting up on time, or rather than someone else and a big debt following you.
Yeah. I don't mean to pry too much, but do you have management as well, or have you been doing this literally all on your own?
No, right. I don't have a manager, no. Oh. I do it myself.
Well, that's good.
Mm. I'm lucky because along the way I have attracted some really nice people that have helped me on the project.
Sure.
And you had to cycle through the crap, as it were, to find the good ones. But I have got a really nice small team of people that are helping me. And they've all come from the same kind of background and they all want the same thing. And... Yeah, that's been great. That's kind of naturally just sort of happened for me.
Almost better than having a manager is having a little group of sort of manager-like people telling you, do that, don't do that.
No, I've got a nice little team happening. It's been hard getting them. I did find I was doing everything on my own up until very recently.
Sure.
But it's been worth the wait to find those people.
Well, speaking of these people that you've been working with, let's loop back around and talk about the album and the different things that happen on it, because there is you cover that sort of London guitar rock stuff near the beginning, but then you do get into like using strings and using all sorts of other things that you've got on the album. Tell us a little bit about how that sort of recording process worked and working with string players and working with those other types of people.
Oh yeah, well I've always sort of dreamed, if you like, my song. I always hear all the melodies in the song. I don't just hear a vocal or a lyric.
Mm.
I kind of hear all the different parts in the music. And it was really frustrating for me when I started, because I was impossibly shy. And to go into a studio and work with someone, I just found that whole... It's taken me a kind of while to know myself and know my worth as a musician and know that what I say, know that I can translate things into music, how they were in my head.
Sure.
There's nothing more frustrating than going in and hearing a whole string section in your head and either not having the funds or the sort of knowledge to portray that across to people you're working with and get that sound happening. So it's kind of the whole thing, I'm sorry, I just totally lost the flow then. Where was I?
No, that's all right, because you were talking about strings and bringing people into the studio and people that you may or may not have it. And
yeah, no, that's been great. I think that's been the most enjoyable part of the whole project for me, was actually that part, realizing I can do it and kind of getting all those different sounds and textures into the music. I mean, the only thing that held me back from actually doing that a lot more and doing it on all the tracks really was budget.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to make the next Soft Parade, you know, but I haven't got 6 months to spend in a studio, so you've got to kind of know where to draw the line. And it's hard, because I think if you show someone a video or you play someone a track, especially someone who's not a musician, unless you've got the whole package sitting there as you want it, but they can't always see that it's unmixed or it hasn't been mastered or you didn't have the string players you want. They just sort of don't get it.
Right.
So you're going to do the best you can on a kind of limited time frame and budget, which is it's quite a skill really to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, we spoke to another musician last week who's in the studio, and he was just saying, I have this much money, and it'll either be an EP or a full album, depending on how long the money lasts in the studio. So,
yeah, that's definitely that.
But that, I mean, I suppose that's just one of the limitations of anybody, really, even these major labels. I mean, there's certainly there's still a time limit and a money limit at some point, whether it's a bit longer, I suppose, over there, but whatever.
Yeah. So. Yeah, definitely.
But the album sounds great, and thanks again very much for coming on the show and speaking to us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, we're excited to keep playing songs from the album in the coming weeks and months here on my show and on Recharge Radio as well. And let us know where tell everyone where they can find you, and. And if you want to give us a couple of gigs coming up in the next, obviously on Thursday, but also in the next coming weeks and months to support the album release as well. So where can we find you on the web?
I've got a website, which is www.kiria.co.uk. That's K-I-R-I-A. And I've got a Facebook page, which I keep updated, which is just Kiria Music.
All right.
And that's got gig invites and flyers. I've got a gig coming up on Friday, the 29th of October in London at the Cobden Club upstairs.
All right.
You can find flyers and invites and guest lists and stuff for that on my Facebook page.
Cool. Very good. And, yeah, great. Well, and then it's
right.
Is it Coochie Coo with a K and a C?
Yeah.
The first one's a K, the second one's a C, and then it's .biz, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks very much again for coming on the show. Let's play. We're going to go out on radio, I think, on the album, the name titled release. No, how is that called? How is that said? What can I say?
radio album.
That's right. do you want to do a cool radio introduction for the song? You want to put on your best radio presenter voice?
Okay.
Since I haven't yet.
You're listening to The Justin Wayne Show, and this is a track called Radio by Kiria.
fantastic stuff, and what a fantastic couple of shows. Just want to make a thank you to Kyria. Make sure you're supporting her. Kyria.co.uk or coochieco.biz is where you find her. And thanks to everyone else for who helped out with the show this evening. Happy birthday once again to Sam. Sam's going to be joining us again in a few weeks' time because he's our football expert. And, of course, the Bears play the Vikings. So we'll have to talk about that in a few weeks' time. Right now, we are going to finish with a tune from a band that was at the Musicians Clinic this week. And he's actually from Chicago. Tipping our hats to this band right now. The album is called Welcome to Antioch. I don't think it's even... You can get hard copies, but you can't get it on the internet just yet. That should probably happen very soon, I would imagine. This tune is called Give It Up. It is The Feel, closing out the Justin Wayne Show. Thanks very much. We'll see you next week.
Independent music.